This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Joe Messina's studios here in Santa Clarita, California, folks. I got to ask you folks out there in California and here in California, because I'm in your backyard right now. What is the appeal to live in Los Angeles, California, from San Diego to Santa Clarita, folks? It took me about 3 hours and 45 minutes to get here. Half of that time, probably maybe a little bit of an exaggeration, was backed up traffic. I don't get it. I really honestly don't. But aside of that, we appreciate you. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you very much. And thank you for covering the show the other day as well. Folks, we got much to talk about. And as promised, I'm going to be getting to profiteers of governing, and these are the ones who got caught. It is something that you need to hear, folks, because, again, we're talking about your representative government, and we're talking about those that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. That is found in the Declaration of Independence. If you have not taken the time to read that, please do so, so you can understand exactly what we're talking about today. Before we get to that, what I'd like to do is I'd like to direct you to the websites. If you'd like to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please go to, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. We're going to get over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a moment here. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can, friends. I'm hooked up to Comrax nationally. It is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in at any time, over the next three segments, you can do that. You can also go over to, for what it's worth, my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Double E, again, Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to go to my Facebook, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. We have about six, I think we're bumping up to about 600,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis from the radio show. So we appreciate that. Again, those are, and you are the people that understand that God is willing to give to the church what they're willing to fight for. I also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to give you a real quick shout out before we jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com to highlight what's going on in your backyard, from the East Coast to the West Coast to Texas, all the way up to the state of Minnesota. We're going to be at Bakersfield, California tonight doing a tea party. Bakersfield, California tonight doing the tea party locally here, and that starts at 6 p.m. If you would like more information, please stay tuned to Bradley Dean Double E or home of sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be posting those times as well. But I just shared with you, I believe on Saturday we're going to be in Ramona, California. That will be at noon, Ramona, California. We're going to be doing a bigger tea party there. And then we're also going to be in Escondido on Tuesday. Tuesday. That one starts at 6 p.m. as well, all in California. And again, thanks for having me here. I really appreciate it, California. I mean, you must think something of us. I mean, we must be doing something right for you to actually call us to come into your backyard and to grab the enemy by the scruff of the neck. It reminds me of what William Booth rightly said, that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And we understand that because that's what the enemy is doing. But the difference is we're doing it for righteousness' sake. They are not. And we need to deal with the lawless by enforcing the law, because America, remember, you are the law. Now let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just highlighting some of the articles before we get over to the profiteers of governors and governing bodies. A congressional black caucus, a den of vipers. Man, it's interesting. I'm sitting in Joe Messina's studio right now, and he's got a television on. And it's interesting to notice all those folks in the Carolinas that are showing so much tolerance and love. And I mean, they're looting, they're beating up white people, they're busting down shops, breaking windows, going after the police. I guess that's tolerance. That's the tolerance that we're looking for. But don't tell me, I haven't told you 1,500 times, friends, that this is totalitarianism, and they mean to incite domestic insurrection so they can overthrow. And again, remember, totalitarianism is where they pull your face. I'm sorry, but they can do that too. They can pull your hair, smack your face, and then what they do is they have the audacity to decry victim status when in fact they're the ones perpetuating the crimes right in front of your face. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Globalists are pedophiles, folks. We're talking about having Michael DePinto, who wrote the article. He's an attorney out of Florida, this up-and-coming week, folks. It's some of the stuff going on is horrendous. We also know that many of these globalists are pedophiles, because if you go back to Conspiracy of Silence, you'll find out through Boys Town in Nebraska, many of those orphans were actually taken from that home, and they were brought into a pedophile lifestyle through pedophiles, obviously, to prostitute these young people in Washington, D.C., as well as globally. You can check that out. We're going to be talking with Michael DePinto in the up-and-coming week. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Conspiracy of Silence. Again, globalists are pedophiles. Practices and beliefs are just second to none, folks. They do the unthinkable because they don't believe that you will believe that they are responsible for such crimes. And by the way, P.S. posted script, that's exactly why they do the things that they do. On sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, at least, listen to this carefully, friends, again, just to show you who the terrorists are. At least 858 immigrants mistakenly granted citizenship. Isn't that something? At least 858 immigrants mistakenly granted citizenship. One became a law enforcement officer. Boy, does that sound like the American government? Does that sound like that God-ordained institution of government that has been bestowed upon us? Exodus 18:21? Absolutely not, folks. You have the lawless. You have the lunatics actually taking care of the mental ward concerning this country is really what you have, folks. The tyrants are ruling over the righteous in America. That is not who we are. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. So it's time for 318.9 million people in this country to stand up and say enough is enough, because those that represent we the people are not above the law. And again, America, remember, you are the law as one nation under God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Man shouts Hillary for prison, and Clinton responds. Well, one of them anyways. Clinton responds with, let's make it happen. I mean, folks, this is just ludicrous. It's crazy stuff that's going on in your country. When we come back, I will stick to the plan, line upon line, precept upon precept, profiteers of governing, and these are the ones who got caught. Folks, strap it on, because this is some crazy stuff. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Santa Clarita, California. Joe Massino's studios, folks. If you haven't heard Joe's show, do check it out. He's on Genesis Communication Networks as well. What time are you on, Joe?
6 to 9 west, 9 to midnight east.
Did you hear that? 6 to 9 west and
9 to midnight east.
9 to midnight east. We appreciate you, my friend. We really do. Folks, profiteers of governing. I don't know that you're ready to hear this kind of stuff because this is just like over the top. It really is. Here, let me put a little salt on your tongue. Here's the salary of a retired United States president. $450,000 for life. Salary of House or Senate members, of course, $174,000 roundabouts for life. Salary of the Speaker of the House, $223,500 for life. No wonder why they want to stay. Salary of a majority and or a minority leader, $194,400 for life. By the way, what I meant to say when I just said that, No wonder why they want to stay. One has to ask the question, how is it that they that go into government, they're completely broke, and they have the right heart in many cases to serve the people. And before you know it, they're millionaires. The question that the American people have to ask themselves is, who are these representatives working for? The American people or special interest groups, folks? Let's just call it for what it is. Because until we do, nothing is going to change. And what is the definition of insanity? Well, just keep doing the same things. And America, you've been doing good at that, doing the same things over and over and over, getting caught up into the game of the political cycles, folks. And then what happens is you get the same result, and then you wonder why you get the same result, because you did the same thing. And I would just lay to your candor, friends, just like Gideon, Judges 6, where Gideon, the first thing the Lord told him to do was tear down his father's altars, which were going to expose the enemies. And folks, you're sick and tired of the establishment, then lawfully tear it down so you can begin to have real representation. And I want to go back to that story because it's not a story, it's history, it's a fact. But Gideon, when he was told to go deliver his people from the oppressors, the Midianites, keep in mind, that was the first thing. The Lord didn't tell him, go deal with the Midianites first. No, he said, go deal with your father's altars and tear them down first and foremost. And what happened? The enemies exposed themselves and they made war against Gideon. You're caught up into the establishment, America. And the establishment is what everybody's complaining about. And P.S., here, I got a little side note for you. We just seen recently, just to show you what I'm talking about, how you're caught up into the games, there's no difference between Bushes and the Clintons. There's no difference between the Bushes, Barack Hussein Obama, and the Clintons. They're all calling for that New World Order that everybody talks about is a conspiracy theory until yesterday. Now Barack Hussein Obama just confirmed the fact that the conspiracy theorists are no longer theorists, just like we have been talking about for some time here, friends. But when you have enough, and you say enough is enough to the establishment, folks, going back to my point, George Bush Sr., who called for a New World Order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit, just called, he basically told the American people that you need to vote for Hillary Clinton. What's the difference? Don't you remember when Barbara Bush said of Bill Clinton, the rapist himself, the pedophile himself, the liar, the drug dealer himself? She said, he's like one of my own sons. And it's interesting how the Bushes, once they got out of office, then they began to advocate that which you complain that the left is doing. And folks, let me remind you that you wouldn't have a left if you were doing the right thing all the time. Because when we're making reference to the left, you're making reference to those that are lawless individuals. And folks, they act accordingly, don't they? Like a bunch of transgressing criminals, sons and daughters of Belial, of the devil, who came to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. So what's the difference? Let's go back to this. The president for life, he makes $450,000. The salary of House and Senate is $174,000 for life. Salary of Speaker of the House, $223,500 for life. Salary of a majority minority leader is $194,400 for life. This is what's going to kick you in the shorts here, friends. The average income for seniors on Social Security a year is $12,000. Did you know the average salary of a soldier, your sons and your daughters, your neighbors, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your dads, your moms, your uncles, your aunts, your grandpas and your grandmas, they make an average of a deployed soldier makes an average of $38,000. So again, you have to ask the question, folks, and these are lawful salaries. They are constitutional salaries, friends. They've been ordained. They've been lawfully set to pay your representatives that send your daughters and your sons to war, namely in unconstitutional wars for the most part. But again, don't blame them for what you allow Congress to do. We don't want that. George Washington, the President of the United States of America, the first one, the father of this country, he was rightly called. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Listen carefully. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. That was George Washington. How is it that American politicians are garnering so much wealth? During the 113th congressional session, 268 of the 535 members were found out to be millionaires. What? And the joke is on America because you're paying for this. Listen again. How is it that the American politicians are garnering so much wealth? And again, during the 113th congressional session, 268 of the 534 members were found out to be millionaires. How do they do that? Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, also classmates, by the way, with Bill and Hillary Clinton. Did you know that he's worth $52.93 million? Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of money, folks. Scott Peters of California is worth $112.5 million. Talking about your representatives, friends. Governor Rick Scott of Texas has a net worth of $147 million. Huh. Michael McCall of Texas is worth, he's the 10th congressional district, also the chair of the House on Homeland Security. He is worth, check this out, friends, Michael McCall of Texas, the chair of the House on Homeland Security, he's worth $300 million. Come on, friends. I'm talking about your representatives here, friends. Who are they working for? Because we see that they're not being ruled by the law. We can see that they're not upholding their constitution. We see this on a daily basis. They're working for special interests, friends. Let's go to John Delaney of Maryland. He's founded numerous companies that are now listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and he's the only CEO of a publicly traded company to serve in the 113th Congress. His net worth is, here again, friends, I hope you're sitting down, $232 million. Jared Polis of Colorado, he's an advocate for the homosexual community, the sodomite communities, who is the first openly sodomite parent to serve in Congress. He has a net worth of $72.09 million. Talking about your representatives, friends. And what of John Kerry? You know, he married into the Hines family. And his wife, Teresa, obviously she's a billionaire. John Kerry, former U.S. Senator and current Secretary of State, which has earned, might I add, primarily through his quarter-century-long service and through his wife, Teresa Hines Kerry. She's a heiress to the Hines ketchup fortune and also a beneficiary to a number of trusts from the Forbes family fortune. Here's John Kerry's worth. Oh my God, this is just staggering. $198.65 million. Who are they working for, friends? Mark Warner of Virginia holds a very large amount of wealth, estimated at $85.81 million. Warner made a lot of money during the telecom boom of the 1980s. I wonder if there's a whole lot of, you think, insider trading going on that we don't know about? I bet you there is. I got a hunch. I'm being funny. I'm being facetious. But, folks, this is crazy, and it's very telling. Let's go over to that hardballer, Daryl Issa. You know, like him and Trey Gowdy, they talk big, and like Jason Chaffetz, they talk big, but where's the fruit? Daryl Issa of California is worth $140.55 million, folks. What are we talking about here? We're talking about profiteers of governing. And, folks, these are the ones who got caught. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to take a quick break if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about nothing but profiteers of governing, and these are the ones who got caught. I'm going to get more to that in just a moment, folks. We got Tim calling from Wyoming. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
it. Absolutely.
I don't want to interrupt your show for too long here. I just wanted to mention the people that you're talking about. I mean, you're in California, too, so Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, don't forget to mention that. Because they're huge. I mean, they make so much money. They have deals with the Chinese and various other things like that. I mean, Richard Bloom, the husband of Dianne Feinstein, who, of course, she doesn't use his name, but he's a very large, huge arms dealer. He has manufactured weapons in China for a long time and sent them back here for gangs. So that's actually proven fact. So I don't want to interrupt for too long here, but also the health care that these people receive for the rest of their lives as well.
Yeah.
So and much better health care than any of us will ever get. So.
Yeah, isn't it interesting though? But speaking of health care, I brought this up yesterday, Tim.
I wanted to make sure you don't forget to mention that their health care is top drawer, second to none. And some of them even get Secret Service protection for their lives, too. So,
oh, of course, especially those that are trying to disarm the American people. Yeah,
I'm enjoying the show. Keep it up. Thanks for doing your work, and God bless your efforts.
I appreciate it, man. I really do. Take care, Tim.
Hello.
I don't know what was going on there, but apparently I wasn't being heard. So it's just like, I think it became Tim's show for a moment there. But, no, we're good. I mean, the point is made. A little leaving at the whole lump, and we have some issues, and we know that this isn't just a small group of people. Like I said, 286 of the 534 members have been found out to be millionaires, friends, and how are they doing that? And I'm giving you name after name, friends, of those that represent We the People in some capacity that are just over-the-top millionaires. It's not like they just got a little extra jing in their pocket. No, we're talking about, you know, $147 million, $300 million, $232 million, $72 million. John Kerry, we were just talking about, his worth is $198.6 $5 million. I mean, where are they getting this money? Now, John Kerry's makes a little bit more sense due to the fact that he's married to Teresa Hines Kerry. That makes sense a little bit more. But, folks, these people aren't put into position to work for a special interest group by chance. They are doing what they're doing because they're appointed to be there. I mean, look at the voter fraud. We can go down that road. We're not going there right now. I'm just making the point that look at these people that are to represent We the People that are profiteering from governing, folks. And the fact of the matter, again, I want to make sure people understand that we have representatives in this country. We have a representative government. We do not have leaders. Their job is to enforce the laws. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Not to overturn them, not to transgress them, not for the president to give you the finger 1,185 times, friends. No, the bottom line is they are there to restrain men from sin. End of story. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Speaking of profiteers from governing, let's go to Mark Warner of Virginia. He holds a very large amount of wealth, estimated at $85.81 million. And again, I just shared with you right before the break, friends, Warner made a lot of money during the telecom boom of the 1980s. Now let's jump over to Daryl Issa. I was talking about Daryl Issa and Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz, folks. They talk big and bad. I mean, but folks, like I said just the other day concerning Daryl Issa, they're still talking about Fast and Furious almost 8 years later. And what is the purpose of these guys being in position of authority if they're not going to execute the laws that they are to execute concerning those that are violating the laws? I mean, what is their purpose outside of that? But they're making a lot of money. We know that. Trey Gowdy, the same thing. Folks, same thing with Jason Chaffetz. I'm getting emails from Trey Gowdy almost on a weekly basis, 1 to 2 times, asking for more money because he's the only one willing to go after Hillary Clinton. Baloney, friends. Look at their track records. What is the fruit of these bad boys, America, these appeasers of conscience? Because for the most part, that's all they are. They want to give you the message that everything's okay. Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, we have all in hand. But wait a second. Show me the money, guys. And I'm talking about, where's the justice? Where's the judgment that needs to fall upon the heads of those that are committing the crimes? What about Benghazi? What about the IRS when they began to run after every conservative group out there that was exposing Barack Hussein Obama for his crimes against We the People? What about Fast and Furious, folks? I mean, I just want you to answer the questions before you're so deceived into believing that these guys are actually there for you, when in fact, folks, they're actually guarding the people that are committing the crime. They're stonewalling for them. Again, that is the fruit. You cannot deny it. And if you can, 1-866-582-9933. Would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go to Daryl Issa of California. He's worth $140.55 million. Issa's was the richest official in the United States, but has been recently dethroned by a southern governor, Tennessee's Bill Haslam, thanks to cheap gasoline. Now, there's nothing, hey folks, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with capitalism. It's beautiful. It works great. It's how it's supposed to be here. But don't tell me that there's not something appealing to the corrupt to be a part of the governing profiteers of the day. Because there is. And this insider trading that we were talking about during the last segment, folks, it's happening all day long. They get the heads up. Then they pour money into stock, folks. And then before you know it, they're passing laws on the behalf of those they just bought stock from. So all of a sudden, they blow up and they financially prosper. And guess who else prospers along with them, friends? The representatives. Joe was just telling me during the break, Nancy Pelosi's been busted doing this 1,000 times. So, folks, they're not millionaires by chance. Daryl Issa? $140.55 million now has been dethroned by a Southern governor, Tennessee's Bill Haslam. Did you know that Bill's net worth is $2 billion? Wait a second. I thought they were there to serve we the people, not to serve themselves. Going back over to our friend from Wyoming, Tim, to high-five him concerning Dianne Feinstein. I mean, folks, let me just take you on a little bunny trail. You look at these people, if you have any discernment, if you have the Spirit of God within you, it doesn't take a genius to figure out there's something wrong with these people. Look at them. The Lord said he'd give you eyes to see and he would give you ears to hear. He would anoint your eyes to see. And the Bible tells us in 1 John that we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. He would give us all utterance. He would show us things to come because he said he would bring all things to the light. For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And why? Because all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And if we're his children, we're going to know from his Spirit and we're going to know by the discerning of spirits, 1 Corinthians 12, friends, as to what's taking place concerning those that are around us. And when you look at the likes of Dianne Feinstein and John Kerry, folks, they are about as communist can be. And if you look at some of the pictures of the past dictators, friends, I'm telling you, they are carrying the same exact countenance. Same exact countenance. And when we find out and when they're busted, their crimes are brought to the light, which they are time and time again, but for some reason, they're exonerated. They're never indicted. They're never charged. Because they believe they're above the law. And the only reason they believe they're above the law, America, is because you've given them just permission to act in such a fashion. Folks, Dianne Feinstein from California has a net worth that we know of $41.78 million. $41 million. Hey, folks, are not these politicians the politicians who in many cases are guilty of attacking, perverting, distorting, and violating constitutional law in an attempt to set a new course for the American people? Read Proverbs 24, verse 21. Are they not? Are they not the ones that are guilty of attacking, perverting, distorting, violating constitutional law? Because they want to set a new course. You know that change thing that Barack Hussein Obama was talking about? Isn't it interesting how they're all together, they're all allied in the change that Barack wants to bring about for the most part? How is it that the president of the United States of America, the effeminate criminal, sodomite in the people's White House today, when he gets paid $400,000 a year, how is it that he's now worth, that we know of, $7 million? Folks, the guy has never successfully ran a candy store, let alone a country. And what is he doing, friends? I'm just, again, laying this to your candor. I'm giving you the facts, and you're going to have to answer the question marks with your exclamations, because I cannot do that for you. I can, because I'm not stupid enough to fall for what's going on out there. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at a guy like this who's been appointed to destroy, to fundamentally transform America, I don't think it takes a genius to figure out as to who's paying him off to do the things that he's doing. And it's not just George Soros. Folks, it's Muslim nation after Muslim nation after Muslim nation, the same people that are supporting Hillary Clinton and the likes of Hillary Clinton. Folks, they're making criminals out of Americans as they do business and commit the act of treason towards you, America. That's what's happening. They're selling you down the river for 33 pieces of silver. They are. No question about it. The president of the United States never ran a successful store, not even a candy store, friends. For some reason or another, serves for 142 days, mysteriously becomes the president of the United States of America, gets paid $400,000 a year, and he's worth $7 million. Well, I'm just going to leave it there. Folks, if you want to call in one more segment, 1-866-582-9933. friends. Listen to what this caller from Canada had to say about America and her leadership on a global scale.
I'm a young father, and I have children, and I want my country back. I want the same kind of constitution as rights as you guys have down there. That's why it's important for you guys to take lead. You guys have always been the leaders. You guys went to the strongest nation in the world in under 300 years. You know, you guys used to be number one in the education, and everybody looked at you guys like it's your everything. Yep. Was all about freedom.
As Daniel Webster once said, he said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. America, the right time to do the right thing is right now."
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Profiteers of governing, and these are the ones who got caught. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder, George Washington. Folks, how is it that 268 of those that are to represent you, the people, how is it that they go in broke? And for some reason or another, when we go and pull the curtain back on who they are and what they're doing, and what their financial situations are, how is it that 268 of the 534 members, how is it that they become millionaires? It shows you what their minds are on, and it's not upholding the law, which they promised that they would do through an oath with their hand on the Bible and their prayer towards God and man. To uphold that Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. No, folks, they're working for the enemy, as they're being paid off to destroy. And that's exactly what they're doing. As a matter of fact, if you go back to Machiavelli, the Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed, folks, because of the lack of enforcement from the people concerning the laws. They allowed corruption, is what I'm saying. So we're just talking about the wealth of those representatives. I'm sorry, politicians, because they're not representing we, the people. They're doing as they're told. And they're going along to get along, to bring about change, to fundamentally transform America. Because, again, America, I can't blame the finger. I can't blame anybody else, and I can't point the finger at anybody else except the responsible party, and that would be the American people, to allow these crimes to go on. So to sit back and complain about it and do nothing about the problem, well, that would explain as to why we are where we're at today. To tolerate a bunch of burnt hippies from the 60s and 70s who are still high on PCP to represent we the people, not me, folks. Not me. They're not doing their job and they're not enforcing the law. It's time to remove them. Article 2, Section 4, end of story, period. Barack Hussein Obama gets paid $400,000 a year. He's worth $7 million that we know of. Majority and minority leaders make an average of $194,400 a year. Oh, by the way, not only was a ship owned by a member of Mitch McConnell's family busted transporting cocaine, but did you know that McConnell was also accused by Alison Lundgren of quadrupling his net worth on the backs of Kentuckians that can't afford it? Here, let me say that again. I seen him out at the RNC in Tampa a couple years back, and I looked at him, folks. He had a whole entourage of people walking around, following him, emulating him, folks. Of course, they're all hoping to get into his position. But when I looked at him, I just thought, you have got to be kidding me. Again, one of those discerning moments through discerning of spirits just caught him right away. But a ship owned by a member of Mitch McConnell's family was busted transporting cocaine. By the way, he's the big anti-drugger. Did you not know that, folks? This is what they do. You know, pay attention to what they say, but don't pay attention to what they're really doing. McConnell was also accused of Alison Lundgren of quadrupling his net worth on the backs of those that are listening to me in Kentucky today. McConnell is the 10th richest senator with, I mean, these folks, they don't realize that there's not a rack on top of these hearses, right? Just like Paul talked about, we came into the world naked, and we came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that we're going to leave with nothing. And again, keep in mind what Jesus said, because these people are so blinded by the god of this world because of the lust of money, which is the root of all evil, and the love of money. You know, they got to remember what the Lord said. They need to listen to it. And I know that my enemies listen to me on a daily basis. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I mean, these people have seared their consciences, folks. They're living a temporary life. They're daring the justice of God. They're being pushed over the cliff little by little to the edge of it, called eternity. And they're playing with it. And I suppose a lot of them are just, you know, they got friends that are pastors that are as corrupt as they are, because we see a lot of that going on in this country too. But they probably have friends that are, call themselves pastors, that commit crimes just like they do. And they're probably assured by their vicars that they're going to heaven somehow, some way, in an unscriptural manner, of course. It's incredible stuff, friends. McConnell is the 10th richest senator with a net worth between $9.2 million that we know of and $36.5 million. How is that? Again, keep in mind, Mitch McConnell's family was busted transporting cocaine. Did you hear about that through the state-controlled narrative? Absolutely not, folks, because they are to protect their interests. Harry Reid, the criminal himself, committing the act of treason with the Chinese over there in Nevada. His net worth is between $3 and $10 million that we know of. Well, how is that? Can't forget about old Nancy Pelosi, the witch herself. Her net worth is, ready for this, $26.43 million. Again, friends, how is that? How is it that they're making so much money? They only make $194,000 a year, but they, for some reason, have accumulated enough wealth to feed. And how many families could live off that for the next, 70, 80 years? I mean, come on, let's think about this. Harry Reid is worth $3 to $10 million. Nancy Pelosi is worth $26.43 million. No wonder why they want to stay. How is it that in many cases they enter service with little to nothing, just as I said a couple times, and before you know it, they are self-made millionaires? These are the people that are working against you, America, and working for special interests. Is it inside trading? Of course it is. Is it selling out to special interest groups? Of course it is. Fraud? Yes. Embezzlement? Yes. Folks, how many of these representatives, I want to lay this on you, how many of these representatives have been busted for crimes against we the people as they violate and transgress law that you went ahead and let them get away with it? Only to do it again on another day. That's called adding strength to tyranny, America. It really is. In 2010, more than 150 lawmakers, they call themselves, reported earnings from outside investments, then from congressional salary. Let me say that again. In 2010, there was more than 150 lawmakers, they call themselves, reported earnings from outside investments rather than from congressional salary. Folks, they're not working for you. See, it's my understanding that they have been entrusted by the people and for the people. Read Matthew 24:12. And it seems that many of these politicians fail to understand that government is not an auction as they sell their souls, the country along with the American people, to the highest bidder. But they do. Mark 8:36. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to compare the above said information to the average salary of an American soldier, because without him or her, we wouldn't have the gift of freedom in the first place, both in the natural and in the spiritual, 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 3:16, so on and so forth. This is the salary of an American soldier, between $23,424 and $88,924 per year. And again, the average to date concerning the individuals that take Social Security, the recipients, they make an average of $1,335 per month. Yet the American people have allowed these Judases to dictate that which is right and that which is wrong when it comes to legislation, in contrast to what has been established through common law, the Mosaic Institution, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. Read Deuteronomy 16:19 when you get a moment, friends. And what should be of interest, of course, to the American people is that the founding fathers who mutually pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors, John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, in direct contrast to the modern politicians who pledge to take the lives and fortunes of others to their own everlasting shame and dishonor. See, folks, there's many cases where justice was not done concerning corrupt representatives. As a matter of fact, I have a whole list from A to Z of those who were sent to serve the people who were caught illegally serving themselves. But these above said, those that I've named, for some reason, they must be above the grade. They're above the law. They have some sort of congressional immunity. They think that they are some sort of demigod, friends. And again, the only reason they take on that mentality, friends, is because they believe they're above the law because the American people allow them to act in such a fashion. I want to tell you something, America, and I say this quite a bit. I want to say it again. They are not above the law. They work for us. And as Patrick Henry rightly said, it is for the American people to guard with jealous attention the public liberty and to suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. And I'm sorry to say, friends, that the American people have failed in the area of justice. Read Amos 5:7 when you get a moment. So the lawless are winning only by default. And for some reason or another, believing that ridiculing and mocking these criminals is enough, the fact of the matter is, it is not, folks. They belong in jail. Love you about what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya!
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.